Tara Plum is on the faculty of Drake University. She teaches violin and viola. Before she came to Drake, she established quite a significant international career, which included winning the first prize, the gold medal, at the International Stolberg Competition in 1984. Well, to put that in perspective, other gold medals have gone to Joshua Bell, Jennifer Coe, and Wendy Warner. So it's quite a distinction. She has developed since then a major career as a soloist, chamber, and orchestra player in Europe and the United States. She's performed at the Lucerne Festival and in major cities around the world. She's appeared in broadcasts on the BBC, Deutsche Welle, and Iowa Public Radio. Sarah, you studied with Dorothy DeLay, Itzhak Perlman's teacher. That was at Juilliard. And also with one of the legends, a violinist named Shimon Goldberg. An extraordinary life and career. His teaching, how does that affect your playing these days of people like Bartok and Beethoven?
I can't imagine how it would be without his influence, to be honest. I studied with him. I was 20. He was 80. So clearly it's a link to the past. You know, I remember when I studied Beethoven Concerto with him, he told me about playing it with the Berlin Philharmonic and Furtwängler.
The legendary Wilhelm Furtwängler, who made him the concertmaster.
And he was concertmaster, exactly, yeah. And also how Carl Flesch taught the second movement. I remember how he taught you to interpret second movement. So I feel like it's a big part of my teaching also, because it's something I want to pass on. Very specific technical things, just the use of bow and phrasing.
I see.
It's a little bit different than a lot of what's being taught now. Yeah. I also call it the intersection of technique and music. You know, it's phrasing. It's all about the music and the phrasing. But to do that, you can't just feel the music. I mean, it's nice to feel it, but you have to do something physical with your bow to create these phrases, something technical.
And I wish people could have seen what you were doing with your bow. It's beautiful to watch a violinist's arm moved. Well, on to Beethoven. Now, this has a bit of folk influence. The third movement has a famous yodeling passage. Is there something pastoral about this piece, would you say? Or
I would agree with that, definitely. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. We call it the big G major to contrast it with the other one, but it's not grandiose. It's definitely pastoral, yeah.
Well, here it is, Beethoven's last violin sonata. We're going to hear it performed by Sarah Plum and Francine Kay.
Thank you. Thank you.